The Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska is doing something few tribal organizations do. In June, the tribe acquired Kira Incorporated, an international maintenance contracting company. The Colorado-based entity has scored more than $1 billion in federal contracts, according to its documents. KTOO's Lakita Chavis has the story.
Southeast Alaska's largest tribal organization wants to boost revenue with its acquisition. Tlingit Haida President Richard Peterson says the ultimate goal is to serve all of their tribal members, and not just those in Southeast.
You know, it feels somewhat disingenuous to continually say, well, I'm sorry, you live outside of our service area, but hey, you're a citizen, thank you, you know.
Grant money that Tlingit Haida receives mostly limits its services to Southeast. The tribe provides educational, employment, elderly, and financial assistance for its tribal members. Peterson says half of the tribe's more than 33,000 members live elsewhere in the state, or Seattle.
There's a misconception out there that we generate funds based on our general enrollment, and we don't. We only generate funds based on the service area enrollment. So it's not like we get money on behalf of 30,000 members and then we only give it to half. That's not the case.
In recent years, Tlingit Haida has made an active push to generate unrestricted funds by creating a separate company, Tlingit Haida Tribal Business Corporation, or THTBC. Last year, the Small Business Administration certified the company for special government contracting status under its 8A program. Alaska Native corporations have long used the program to win federal contracts, but it may be unusual for tribes to. Congress created the 8A certification decades ago to help small and minority-owned businesses win federal contracts. Special provisions were added in 1986 for federally recognized Native American and Alaska Native organizations. They can outgrow small status, but continue to enjoy the program's benefits. Carlos Garcia is Kira's founder and president. It was once 8A certified too, but outgrew the program. Now Kira will have those small business opportunities again, and in turn, more contracts.
We were only allowed to compete on a small percentage of them. And the clients wanted us to bid and, you know, apparently liked us. And we wanted to bid, but the only thing that was missing was we didn't have the certifications that the tribe enjoys. That's why this is such a win-win for everybody.
THTBC's acquisition of Kira became official after about a year of negotiations. Kira was actually looking for an Alaska Native Corporation partner, according to company documents from 2014. Garcia says he decided to sell to Tlingit Haida instead of an Alaska Native Corporation to ensure the profits directly benefited shareholders.
The money that we make is going to go straight to their tribal members in terms of programs. It's many of the large ANCs have these enormous bureaucracies in Anchorage, and the first people that get paid are those executives, and there doesn't always seem to be a lot of profits to put towards the native programs.
THTBC's CEO, Richard Reinhardt, wouldn't disclose the acquisition price or the projected revenue from the purchase, but he says one of the goals is to have Kira compete in Alaska's market.
Kira has not competed a lot in Alaska because there are so many Alaska-based corporations that have an advantage from being Alaska-based. Well, now they'll be able to.
In the coming weeks, Garcia says Kira will add on multiple new contracts. He believes that if everyone works hard, the company and its profits will multiply quickly. In Juneau, I'm Lakitra Chavis.